The hottest and wettest July so far on record had turned Glasgow into a warm bath. Had the skies been blue and the sun shining down on the sandstone city, its citizens would have relished this evidence of global warming. After all, it would save a trip to Spain to top up their tans. For the last week, the skies had been perpetually dark and grey, rain a semi-permanent feature in all its west coast forms, smir, Scotch mist, an understated steady drizzle, and full-blown tropical downpour, known locally as stair rods. This morning, it was Scotch mist that clothed the eastern side of the city, its magnificent cathedral and neighbouring graveyard, the necropolis, affectionately known in Glasgow as the City of the Dead. Two mounted arc lights brought occasional glimpses of a forensic team moving among the mausoleums and ornate graves of Glasgow's rich departed. In their white suits, they could have been spectres or some alien species looking for evidence of human habitation among the tombstones. The corpse that had brought them there was once a young woman, sniffed at by a fox on its nighttime forage, nosed by one of the roe deer that grazed the luscious grass. It had finally been found by a shocked jogger who made a point of running to the top of the necropolis every morning before breakfast. That was something he wouldn't be doing again in a hurry. The flies had got there before him, lifting in a black cloud on his approach. Flesh flies and blue bottles had arrived minutes after death to deposit their maggots or eggs in all the natural orifices. A little later, standard house flies had joined the party. Dr. Rona MacLeod, chief forensic for the Strathclyde Force, crouched next to the body, her white suited figure indistinguishable from the other members of the forensic team. Above her, a pinnacle-shaped gravestone declared this to be the last resting place of one Edwin Aitken, a merchant of the city, respected father and citizen, whose family sorely missed him. The young woman usurping Edwin's grave had no name as yet, and apparently no means of identification. Her clothes suggested prostitution, but there were plenty of girls out clubbing in Glasgow wearing even less. A skirt of flimsy plastic, masquerading as leather, was drawn up around her waist, a striped top pulled up to expose her breasts. A black nylon bra, knotted around her neck as a ligature, was the probable cause of death. But there were also six bloody puncture wounds clustered in the shaved genital area. The violence hadn't ended there. The stiletto heel of the red sandal, missing from her right foot, had been inserted in her vagina.